Oh my God, look at this crowd.
I know, lovely, right?
People. It's a motley crew.
It's almost a good thing Big Fatty didn't show up. I don't think we'd have room for him.
There's always room
all
for
these
Big
people
Fatty.
Whose names he would forget on his show on Monday.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Yeah, it'd be way too many people here.
He only remembers Jim and Gavin.
So. Aww.
Ooh, hello. Oof. Mm.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's a motley crew.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2389 of the BFO for right the 10th of March 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I hope to get caught up on voice letters, and I've got a little nattering. Hello, Springers. Big Fatty, I wonder what the hell that was. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you are Springers. You are Springers because y'all are Springer Sprung. Yes, Big Fatty, except it's turning cold. It's supposed to turn cold this weekend and be all rainy, like as if it was Poxitiny Beaver. Saw Miss Beaver shatter. Yes, Big Fatty. No, but y'all, you're Springers. You're Springers because, y'all, when you retire, Big Fatty, you've still got almost a year and you 15 months. No, I meant retire as in go to bed. Oh, that's very different. When you retire on Saturday night, y'all remember to spring forward because, y'all, we return. We'll be leaving standard time and going to daylight saving time. Big Fatty, you hate that. Yeah, the Vons and I will be playing the bagpipes. Yes, Big Fatty, it's so sad.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all don't have any for today, but on Saturday we have three. I've met two of these people. The first one is that Daddy Dave, you know, over there at the Pod Cubs. Yes, Big Fatty. He was. I think Daddy Dave went to the Pride 48. I'm 99% sure that's true. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, he is in the leather community also. Yes, Big Fatty. And then the other person I've seen at the Pride 48, it was the last one we had out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, is that Willie So Silly? Big Fatty, where's he been? I haven't seen him in the Cheddar Chat rooms or anything lately. I don't know where Willie So Silly is. Big Fatty, maybe he's just being silly. Maybe so. And y'all, another listener. I guess she's still a listener. I believe she's also in the leather community. Y'all, is that Christina in the Kansas? Big Fatty, where's she from? I'm not sure where Christina in the Kansas is from. Big Fatty, maybe she can call in and tell us. And y'all, then on Sunday, we have a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I know he's on the 20. That's the only place I ever see him. Big Fatty, perhaps he unsubscribed. Maybe so. But, y'all, it's that Jay at Orlando, ORL, on the 20. Yes, Big Fatty, he's got an aerial plano on his picture. And the aerial plano, you know, is Mexican for aerial plano. That's true. So, y'all, if you see Daddy Dave or Willie So Silly or Christina in the Kansas Chris or Jay at Orlando in the on the 20th. Or the face space, yo, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, remind them also to move their clocks forward and to have a big old piece of cake.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Portal. It's Jimmy Bear. So a man was driving one day when he saw two penguins standing on the side of the road. They looked lost, so he picked them up and he put them in the back seat of his car. He then goes to the gas station to fill up, and while he's there, the attendant notices the penguins in the back seat. He says to the man, "What are those two penguins doing in the back of your car?" The man says, "I found them on the road and they looked lost, so I picked them up." "You should take them to the zoo," replied the attendant. "What a good idea," said the man, and then paid for his gas and drove off. The next day, he went to the same gas station, and the same attendant serves him, and he notices the penguins are still in the car. He says to the man, I thought I told you to take them to the zoo." The man replies, "I did. They loved it. And now I'm going to take them to the movies." Have a nice day.
Damn, Big Fatty, that's a good one. Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to have a kerfuffle from Jimmy Bear. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you know, the thing with penguins, they're ready to go anywhere. They're always dressed to the nines.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Steve the Tater. You know, Tater69 on the Twitter's host of the Tatersphere podcast. You know, on last week's show, or it might have been 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'm not sure where you get around to these voicemails, somebody asked me if I knew the way to San Jose. And yes, I take the one north to the to the 156 east to the 101 north, and I get to San Jose. And when I get to San Jose, I get to meet Christina.
Yeah, I got to see that, of course, is Steve the Tater. And Steve the Tater, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for your goggle maps. Big Fatty, why does he always say, "I take the"? The one and the 405. That's with it's you know out there in the California. They just talk funny out there. They it's not like here where everything is makes perfectly good sense, and you know you don't make up words or anything. Big Fatty, you got that right. Yes. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I was wondering, is this the Big Fatty Show?
Yes!
The Big Fatty Online?
Yes!
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a message.
Oh?
I've got a message for Poodle McNeil.
Oh, that's me!
I don't know if you're there, Poodle.
I am!
But,
Yes?
Hey!
Hi!
Do you remember me?
Yes!
Hey!
Hey!
Do you recognize my voice?
I don't!
Hey!
Hey!
You know who I am?
No, I've slipped my...
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You and I were, you know. Oh. We were, weren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were pretty close once upon a time.
Oh, I've slipped my mind.
I even go so far as to say...
Oh.
You and I were lovers, Poodle.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Anyway,
I'd
love to catch up with you. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, this is, me.
Oh, hey, me.
Ernest the sheepdog.
Oh.
Yeah, so, hope to see you again, Poodle.
Oh.
It'll be great catching up. Oh, yeah.
Augusta, yell that, of course, is Ernest the Sheep. Big Fatty, I'd like to just move forward. We don't need to go down memory lane on this one. Well, Poodle, I don't think you've ever mentioned Ernest before. Big Fatty, I didn't mention him in earnest. But clearly, I've made quite the impression. It's always a special time when you spend a little time with someone sniffing in each other's buttholes. It's a totally original. Never been heard before. Big Fatty, Digga did that? No, Digga does bumpers. This is a rap or something like that. That y'all might. That's from a Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. Big Fatty, he's got on his boogie shoes. His dancing slippers. Yes, Big Fatty, the dancing slippers. I had to put mine on when I was heard that. Dan, you're quite the spinster. Big Fatty, that's an old woman. What do you call those people that do that? Big Fatty, I think it's called a DJ. Oh. Well, maybe it is, but Dan is quite the creation there, and I don't know what to say. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, I'm starting to sound like Clara.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is RC Martinez calling from the Denverish area of Colorado. I had a question to ask you. I know it's past So-So Question Month, but okay, here's the question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that R.C. Martinez out there in the Colorado. R.C., what you got?
So, I wanted to ask you if you have a favorite testicle. So, do you have a tester? Like, do you have a testicle, like, you know, when you have a gentleman caller? Do you have a gentleman caller, you know, like, he's allowed, you know, the left one or the right one? The tester nut, if you will. So do you have one of those? Like, you know, which one is the tester nut for you? Are you a right ball or left ball? I wonder that a lot. I mean, you know, like, kind of like your hand, like if you're, you know, gonna deal with a shark or something, you kind of want to use your left hand first just so you're, well, I guess your less dominant hand. For me, it's my left, but for you, it's probably your right. I don't know. Anyway. So which nut takes priority? Like, which is the first one that you allow to be licked or whatever before you allow the gentleman caller or, you know, important person at the time? Which is the first one you allow? Okay, well, thank you for calling. Oh, bye.
Yeah, good to see y'all. That is that R.C. Martinez. And R.C., first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. I'm glad you did not call this one in last month because that was so question month. But the simple answer is you better work on both of them at the same time. They come as a pair. Yes, McFinney.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Gay Country Boy Wes. I am leaving work. Actually, I've already left work. I'm heading down to go do a little bit of shopping on my way home. I want to let you know that I got an Apple Watch. I'm liking it. I'm not in love with it because, I mean, it's a watch. I mean, what the... It's a watch. I got the Series 2, and I already had a band at home, so the band is one of the ones that is magnetic and wraps around your wrist compared to the one that it came with, which is a really good band, but I just like the wraparound one. So, wanted to let you know that I heard the show this morning about the Nip and his donut shopping experience. We love the elderly. We love the elderly, and I love the stories about the elderly because they almost make me hit a car when I was going into the parking lot at work. So lovely. Hope to see you soon. I'm really considering making a trip to Charleston in the near future. It probably will not be before Memorial Day because, believe it or not, I am going to Pensacola for Memorial Day this year. First time that I've ever been able to do that. And I've always told myself, I've told myself since I came to Atlanta and figured out that there was a big group of gays that go to Pensacola, that I was going to make it down there one year, and this year just happens to be the year. Me and Jonathan and quite a few people from the Atlanta Buck rugby team are going to going down there. We've already rented a house. It's going to be a really great weekend, I believe. And for me, it's going to be a weekend of sand and sun and relaxing. And I guess for some of them, it's going to be dancing with a bunch of twinkie-ass gay boys in whatever small clothes that they're wearing. You know, I don't give a shit about that. So, because, you know, I like my boys to have a little bit of weight on them. A little bit, not a lot, you know, just so that I know that they've eaten a biscuit or two. So, love you much, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to y'all. That is the gay country where Big Fatty, and it is not spelled C. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. And, Wes, thank you so much for the call. Always a delight. Big Fatty, you know, he's the number 3 fan of the BFO for 27. It's true. Lovely to hear from the number 3 fan. And it sounds to me like you've got quite an agenda there of upcoming runs out of town there. And just lovely. And just let me know when you want to come over here to the villa again. Yes, big. Oh, dear, I see. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And, a couple of quick little things. The Ford Motor Credit has been paid off, and so the car is completely financed by the local credit union. And, y'all, got a call on Thursday that my taxes were ready. And, y'all, getting a refund on federal and state, and it's going to cover the cost of Big Fatty's cruise in September. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Can I go? No. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Stick It With a Poke. We'll be over there Saturday night at 7. Jay, what do you say about that?
It's a Motley Crue.
Oh, it's definitely a Motley Crue. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.